And now, on Penistone FM, a radio drama, Werewolf in My Bed, written by DM Larson and produced by special arrangement with www.freedrama.net.
Mum, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to bed. What the? What are you hiding for?
You know I said I was going through some changes.
Yeah?
Well, it happened.
What?
I can't say.
It's okay. We are all going through a lot of changes. We're turning into adults.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that.
Look, whatever you're going through, I'm here for you. I'm willing to listen. I will never give up on you. What the? You're a wolf! Sorry about that. Would you mind not licking yourself while I try to get used to this?
It's okay. I know. I'm a freak.
No, no. But what happened?
I'm a werewolf.
A howl at the moon werewolf? But shouldn't you be all crazy, slobbery and growling? Do you want to bite me or something?
Yeah, but not for the reasons you think.
Am I safe?
Yes, I can control myself. Well, I can't control the air, but the attitude. I just wanted you to know, in case something happened to me.
What? What might happen?
A dog catcher, a rancher, a monster hunter, all kinds of dangers.
There are monster hunters?
That's why there aren't many monsters.
That's terrible.
Well, monsters are called that for a reason.
But not you. You're a vegetarian.
And that's not easy. I get cravings every full moon.
I am so sorry. I promise I won't eat meat around you ever again. That must be a terrible temptation. I shouldn't eat meat at all anymore, in fact.
Oh, you're so sweet to me.
You mean so much to me.
I get so itchy.
Here, I can help.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That felt really good.
Your fur is kind of soft. I like how it smells.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not scared anymore. This isn't too weird.
It is weird, scary, but I want to see the best in this. I want to support you. We can get through this together.
It's something that will always be here. I'll never get rid of it.
But it's you, and that's all that matters. And I have secrets too. I have baggage too.
That tops this?
This isn't a contest. The point is that we support each other no matter what life throws our way. Would you support me if I suddenly became a vampire?
Werewolves and vampires don't get along very well.
Oh, so would you just dump me?
No, never. I would be here for you too. Vampire, zombie, mummy, any kind of creature there is inside you. I'd still be here for you.
I knew you would. You're wearing something, you smell so good.
Must be a scent I'm giving off. It probably means I like you.
You're not going to start marking your territory, are you?
Hey!
Just kidding.
I'd never do that to your room. Maybe outside your house, but never inside.
You marked outside my house?
Can we change the subject?
Okay. So, why do you mark your territory? Am I your territory?
Maybe. Does that creep you out?
It's kind of romantic.
Really?
Kind of makes me feel important and special.
You are special.
Yeah, special like handicapped.
No, special in the best possible way. I knew you were great, but I never thought you'd be okay with this.
It won't be easy. Did this start recently?
No, it's been going on a while. That's why I'm never around during a full moon.
But why tell me now? Please tell me it's because you want to get more serious.
I wish. I was worried I might even have to break up.
No, why?
To keep you safe.
I know you wouldn't hurt me.
Not from me.
From other werewolves?
No, I mean sure.
The marking?
Can we drop that?
Fine. So what danger?
The underground is talking. It could just be a rumour.
Underground?
It's a system that keeps us hidden and safe. That's why you so rarely hear about monsters anymore. You get renegades like Bigfoot, but overall it's pretty quiet.
But did something happen?
There is a rumour of a monster hunter here in our town.
Hunter? Like, He wants to catch you.
Worse.
We have to hide you. We have to keep you safe. Will we have to fight? I could fight. I am a toughie.
No, I would never put you in danger.
That's what to me, isn't it? I am my own person. I can choose.
But you have no clue what you're choosing. I don't either. I have no clue what we're up against.
I know one thing.
What's that?
That I want to be with you. I never want to let you go. I never want to be without you.
Then we will face this thing together.
Beware all monster hunters. Hurt my wolfie and prepare to meet my wrath.
I'm very scary.
Really?
I'm quaking in my boots.
See, I's a toughie.
And you have such big muscles too.
Yeah, I's a strong.
I'm pretty.
Now, you stop that.
No, you are very pretty.
And you're full of baloney.
The prettiest girl in the whole world.
You're so full of baloney, I could make a sandwich out of you.
Cute. You're very cute too.
Stop it. No, toughie.
You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Me too. What was that? Firecracker? Car backfire?
I hope so.
A Werewolf in My Bed was voiced by Sophie Peel and Keith Barner. Technical direction by Brian Robinson. Produced by Steve Dobson.